Madam Clerk, could you please call item 3?
Item number 3 from the Director of Economic Development, submitting an informational report from the Department of Natural Resources on the Milwaukee County Downtown Transit Center site. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Tafora.
Good morning.
Would you like to present the report?
Sure. Would you like me to
summarize it, please?
Take both of them or just one? Which one would you like me to do first?
They're separate items, so number 3, please.
Okay, sure. Well, good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Brian DeFore, Director of Economic Development. Before you have the report that I received on September 28, 2012 from the Wisconsin DNR regarding the Downtown Transit Center. And it basically just reaffirms what they told us back in 2011, that the Downtown Transit Center is not on lakebed and therefore not subject to public trust doctrine. September 12, 2012, survey information was presented by Preserve Our Parks. All predate statehood of Wisconsin in 1848 and do not definitely establish the exact location of the shore of Lake Michigan in the vicinity of the Milwaukee Transit Center site. And so the DNR, again, you could read it. Basically, the line was established in 1913. The Wisconsin legislature put it into law in 1915, and the Downtown Transit Center is west of that line.
And their conclusion?
Their conclusion is that we can go forward with the Downtown Transit Center. And I would recommend that we don't get too much into it right now. It is possible pending litigation based on, we're not sure yet on that, based on the Wisconsin's DNR position, but basically the county attorneys, Mr. Barrett's attorneys, as well as Wisconsin DNR and the Attorney General, are very confident that if it does go into litigation, it will be short. We have a lot of information, and we're extremely confident of our position.
Mr. Tafora, is there a designated body by the legislature with regard to a body that speaks on behalf of public trust issues?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure. I know that what we've been working with is Wisconsin DNR. The Southeastern Regional Director, Eric Nitschke, has been our contact.
And they also issued the opinion?
Yes.
Any comments or questions from the committee? We do have one public speaker, Mr. Charlie Camps. Please identify your organization.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Charlie Camps, I'm with Preserve Our Parks, Inc. We've had a long history of being involved in our lakefront. I think at this time we all recognize that the public trust doctrine prohibits the use of lakebed or filled lakebed lands for any commercial use not connected to navigation. Only public uses are allowed to fill lakebed land. This is based upon the 1787 Articles of the Northwest Territory, which of course included Wisconsin, and then the Wisconsin Constitution, based in 1848. Since the doctrine is based upon the Constitution, it can't be obviated by agreements between the railroad and the city or by legislative acts, which the DNR cites at great length. But these are not effective to deprive the citizens of the use of public property, which is the lakebed. The Constitution prevails. So we have a simple question of fact, and that is whether or not the site of the transit center is on filled lakebed land, or how much of it is on filled lakebed land. Now, it was occupied by the railroad, and the North Chicago Northwestern Railroad. It built its tracks at that site over open water. There's no doubt about that. I have maps I'd like to show you.
Mr. Kent, you can give those to our clerk, and she will will take care of the... since we started, we'll do an informal.
The Transit Center site is between Michigan and Cleveland. It's the western part of the Transit Center site is the far eastern side part of Block 99. Mm-hmm. Most of the Transit Center site is east of Block 99, out over what was the lake. You can see the railroad tracks there, right over open water. I guess what's cheaper for the railroad to, they had the right under their charter to go over open waters. I guess that was cheaper than buying land. So that's what they did, and then they built a breakwater out there to protect the tracks. Kind of amazing history. And through the years, the railroad filled in west of its tracks and east of its tracks and just kept filling and filling and filling. So by 1910, the city got a permit from the federal government to fill in Lake Michigan. And that permit took the Chicago and Northwestern Breakwater as the western edge, the western boundary of what could be filled in. That was, and that federal permit referred to that line as the present shoreline, apparently recognizing that the old shoreline was way west of that. Now, the railroad kept filling and filling through the years. If you go to the Milwaukee Public Library, which is a fantastic institution, they have a card index, all the Milwaukee Sentinel articles going way back. And here are just some of the little blurbs in that card index. Railroad creates new land along lakeshore. Another one, railroad filling in lakeshore along its right of way. Another one, railroad extends line of breakwater south of depot to protect tracks. The map that I'm showing you shows the original depot. It doesn't show the famous depot that was right where the Coach restaurant was, you know, right on Wisconsin Avenue. But that was a, south of that depot is property we're looking at. Another one, railroad fills in breakwater cribbing at Milwaukee Lakefront. Finally, and we're going to look at a bit more of these, but finally, from the little list I have now, space between tracks and breakwater filled in. That's in 1879, a reference. So, now, we met with the DNR, and at that time, our surveyor opined that the old shoreline was well within the boundaries of the Transit Center. And Eric Nitschke, regional director of this district, said they wanted to have an absolute definitive line. And I suggested that that was where that line was the problem for the landowner. They said, no, we want to really nail it down. We offered to work with them on that. And they never got back to us. Instead of getting back to us, instead of going to try to find out where the precise line was, they went with the 1910 line. And they referenced 1913 agreement between the city and the railroad using the breakwater as the edge of the land grant area. And history is absolutely definitive that the railroad kept filling and filling and filling. So when the legislature in 1915 gave the city of Milwaukee permission to fill in the lakebed, they took the breakwater as a starting point for that fill-in because it had already been filled in up to the breakwater. So they only had it go east of there. So, wait, it's a simple question of fact, and I'm here today because I don't think it's appropriate to lie on the reeds. I think it's important that you know about this. So you don't budget the millions of dollars that you would hope to get from the Barrett Development Corporation. That's my presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kimps. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question for Mr. DeFore. Does the report in this item 3 disagree with what we just heard?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, it's I don't know about the relationship between Preserve Our Parks and the Wisconsin DNR, so I can't comment on that. But yeah, I mean, it is correct in that it's you know, Mr. Camp's 1787 was what he did, and the question is how far back do we go? I mean, as I said, these maps are before Wisconsin was even a state, and I think there's a bluff in one with Tulsa. I mean, how far? That's just a question. I think that someone had to draw a line of how far back do we go. And the other point is, I think it's unique that Mr. Camp cites part 99 or parcel 99. I mean, the lake bed goes from Kenosha to Sturgeon Bay. Why just this one part? I mean, the line goes. Why are we just focusing on this one? So. Again, we're extremely our attorneys are extremely confident in Wisconsin's DNR position to move forward.
Thank you. I just wanted that on the record.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess, Mr. Camps, my question is, if we were to take your interpretation of the maps, if that's what a court were to rule or whatever, what do you want to see happen then? I don't quite get it. We're not, they're not putting the water back.
Well, for instance, one of the lead cases on the public trust doctrine is the one involving the Monona Terrace in Madison. And part of Lake Monona was filled in. And the court at that time didn't have before it the plans that were later on implemented. But it said in approving the deal, in approving the filling in of the lake and the construction of the Monona Terrace, it pointed out that it would be owned and operated by a public entity for the use of the public. So, we're not saying the Francis Center is a wonderful thing. We're not trying to preserve the transit center, but we are interested in preserving the public's rights in filled lakebed land, which goes up and down the shore. If the public trust doctrine didn't protect filled lakebed land, it's conceivable that commercial uses would be made of some land like Veterans Park or the confined disposal area down. The ferry dock is okay there because it's in aid of navigation. The city of Milwaukee, I think, wisely decided that they would not put their wind turbine out there. They built it on dry land, so they wouldn't have to tangle with the public trust doctrine applying to the filled lakebed, the filled disposal area there. So it's more than the transit center is at risk. I don't want to suggest that you're threatening filled lakebed lands in other areas, but other bodies might down the road. So public use that might have been appropriate, for instance, would have been the School of Freshwater Sciences at the site of the Transit Center. Down the road, other good, well-founded ideas for public use might arise with respect to the Transit Center. Now, if you look down at it, there's a lot of green space on top of it, but it's like MacArthur Square. You can't get to it. Yeah, it's too bad. As a footnote, that thing went in with no public hearing. Citizens never got a chance to weigh in.
I just find it that it is this piece and this project that we seem to focus on when, as it's been pointed out, the lakefront stretches, hundreds of miles here, and I don't see your group, getting involved in some of these disputes, the so-called preserve the public's right. But then when you look at the economic value and the impact to the city of Milwaukee, that we should, forego that to recognize a line of almost going on 100 years, if not longer, and not sort of realizing not only the economics of it, but how the lakefront has changed and the positive public improvements of the filled in area. I mean, should we go back to, we'll tear up Lake Drive and, put the water back and put a railroad track there? I mean, that, to me, that, it doesn't make any sense. I think the filled property and even the, so-called private-public partnerships that we have there that, generate economic activity is far better off for the general public than to go back and fight on whether or not 100 feet left, right, north, or south was once water. And I just think you can't ignore 150 years of industrialization to the Great Lakes, and then ask our community with its economic challenges to forego $120 million project. Yet we have no problem filling in, wetlands and everything to put up shopping centers and sporting goods stores in Green Bay, all kinds of stuff that I wonder, boy, where's all the conservationists, when you need them kind of stuff. And but I guess when we want to tear down an old transit center that with diesel buses and stuff, God forbid we do that.
I can't, this
is more of a statement, Madam Chair, so if we want to move on.
We have someone from the public here making a presentation. I'll give you a brief chance to respond, and then Supervisor Mayo has a question.
Supervisor Whiteham, you make some very good points. All I can say is that I'm in touch with the people about the Green Bay thing, but I'm not prepared to handle that, filling in wetlands up there. All I can say is the constitutional provisions many times are inconvenient, many times seem inappropriate. But that's what we have to live with.
Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. People knew that I was not very interested in getting rid of the transit system. Center, but the bus has left the gate. And when we look at the transit system, even though you look at the rights, and I'm just curious, even with your line, I did not hear anyone talk about when Pizza 8 was there, now the Harbor House, also when Summerfest is locked off, blocking off, even though it's a public entity, but you only can get in there, you cannot get into Summerfest and look at those grounds. The money that we will get from the transit system will go back into our transportation system that we really need a lot of resources and help. And that will actually sold me on making sure that we have the best use for that property land. If I'm looking at your line, sir, all the things that you are saying about I have never heard this argument before in my 18 years on this board with any other entities south of that line that they have developed. I'm just curious, why did the resource, why the conservationists really took this one by the bull by the horn and really trying to see, say about we should not build something there and bring economic development, save our transportation system? I'm just curious.
Mr. Camps, do you choose to answer that?
Yeah. I don't hear very well, Supervisor Mayo, so I'm not sure I understood your point.
The reason why, because my voice do carry quite well, so I'm trying to tone my voice down. What I'm saying, again, is in a nutshell, transportation, the center is going to bring opportunity to put money back into our transportation system. When I look at south or east of that line that you drawn, I did not hear anyone talk about the Harbor House, Summerfest, all the other developments they have done east of that line, of your railroad line, because a lot of that is landfill and back there. In my 18 years, this is the first time that we had a concern about what we're trying to build on county line land versus city land and anything else. And why is this that your group took this by the bull by the horns and say we're going to really fight this one?
Okay. Thank you. First of all, the Harbor House restaurant is known as the poster child of public trust violations. And the DNR said, and the Attorney General said, it was a violation, but in their prosecutorial discretion, they would let it go until the end of the lease. So the DNR wrote a letter last year, the year before, saying that Mr. Cudahy only had, in Bartolotta, only had until the end of the lease, which I think is 2018. Summerfest and the Art Museum and Discovery World are regarded as public uses. The Transit Center is a public use. In legal contemplation, the railroad was a public use. This is a big step to take it from a county ownership to a commercial development. And that violates the Constitution, we believe. That's why we're taking this position.
Thank you.
The question of fact, as you've stated it, is whether or not the site of the Transit Center is on filled lake bed. And I guess my question to Mr. Tafora was, Is there precedent on who speaks for the question of fact? What organization speaks to whether something or not is on public trust land? Do you know the answer to that question?
Yes.
Can I ask you what it is?
It's the DNR. And in this case, they've doubled down on the wrong answer.
Oh.
And they're subject to court review.
All right. Let's move on.
Thank you. I appreciate your addressing the issue. Mr. Tafora, you get the last word here.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Yeah, Supervisor Mayo, you make a great point, but all those things that you said are east of Lincoln Memorial Drive. Downtown Transit Center is still west of Lincoln Memorial Drive. I appreciate Charlie and all the great work that Preserve Our Parks does. If you go to their website, they've since the 90s, they've been protecting that 1915 ruling. And so we appreciate everything they've done. I know that this didn't come from them. Those maps were given to them, and they asked, and another entity asked for them to look into it, and that's what they're doing. So we appreciate all that they've done. Right.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And anyone else? Otherwise, I think we've pretty well appreciated. The legislative branch, I think, wants to know these issues in the event it does get to the third branch of government. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.